Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Normie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, mate.
Who is this?
It's Paul Macon. How are you?
Oh, Paul Macon. How are you, mate? Happy birthday to me.
Yes.
So, it's nice to hear from you, mate.
Yeah, well, we're on the radio and I was reading out on this day and we came to 1947 and there was Normie Rowe and I said to the listeners, I've got to ring him. And I was a bit afraid that, you know, because you're a night performer, I've woken you up, have I?
No, I've been going since about 5 o'clock this morning.
No worries. So how's it feel?
Well, you know, birthday's an arbitrary line in the sand which can be washed away by any incoming tide.
But if you're anything like me, I mean, we were born on the same year, 1947. It's a very special year for me and special year for you. But you and I share one thing, is that we don't think about age, do we? We just rock on.
No, mate. No, we don't. Are you still up at Fort Douglas?
Yeah, Fab FM, and you're talking on Fab FM right now.
Hello, everybody up there. I hope the rain hasn't interrupted your holiday or your lifestyle. Lifestyle. You don't have a lifestyle up there. You have a dreamland.
Now, how much do you know about this area, Port Douglas, and around this area?
Oh, a fair bit. In the old days, we used to base ourselves in Cairns and do shows from Innisfail, I suppose, up as far as Mossman,
yep,
and out to Atherton and Mareeba. We used to have some wonderful tours up through that area, and it's always left a... I always thought that I'd live in Cairns if I didn't find a place to live on the Gold Coast, which I've done.
Yeah, I figured, and I was just trying to work out exactly whether you still were at the Gold Coast or you may have moved, but you love that area, don't you?
Well, yeah, and I think it's pretty central, you know. After all, we're only halfway up Australia where we are.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going north to Brisbane. Well, it's not really. We're just going to central, central east coast.
Whereas we're right up far north. We're right up here.
But there is a place further north. Last year I did a place at the... I did a show at Bramall Station, which is about 140 kilometres short of the Cape. And that was great. It was interesting. It was fantastic to do the thing. We had to drive. We flew into Weeper and drive from Weeper up to Bramwell. And we had a wonderful time. During the dry season, it's almost like a pilgrimage. Hundreds and hundreds of the camping folk go up there and go and try and reach the northernmost point of Australia. It's quite fascinating.
Beautiful. Normie, as you look back on your career today, and I mean, I think when we do have birthdays, we kind of look back at our life and we sometimes think about our mortality at this time. But as you look back on your career, and it's been a stellar career that hasn't ended yet, you're still performing and I love that. When you look back, what are your thoughts on Normie Rowe's career and your life?
Look, I've got to say that I sort of retained my childhood right through my life and lived for each day. It was funny, one of the first tours I ever did was in New Zealand, and I was standing on the bridge at Rotorua and this little kid was diving for 20 cent pieces into the creek down below. And then he came up and he looked at me and the guy had long hair, and he said, "Hey, boy, are you a boy or are you a girl?" And I laughed, and I turned around to the Maori elder who was sort of escorting us around and showing us the area, and I said, "Maori people always seem to be so happy." And he said, "Normie, we have a motto, a life philosophy. Always live for today, for tomorrow may never come."
Absolutely.
And I thought, what a wonderful philosophy that is. And you know, you plan for the worst and hope for the best for the future, yeah. but you can't do anything about the past, or good or bad. You can't keep things going. And I think probably the one thing I learned where I was much luckier than a lot of my colleagues is that I never picked up on the drugs and I didn't even drink alcohol until I was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So I was 22 before I even had a drink. And it's not that I was a wowser or anything. It was just that I was too busy doing other things, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that the big downfall of a lot of people in our industry is they get that incredible buzz of being in front of a lot of people and being validated and accepted by a lot of people because of what you do, and then you come off stage and it sort of has a slow attenuation, and then you want to try and keep it going. Mm. But I was very lucky. I had mature people around me, and they were able to keep me on an even keel. And when I got home, my mother used to say, "You better go back outside. Your ears are jammed, caught between the door jamb." In other words, my head had got too big while I was away.
Aha! And your mum kept your feet on the ground.
Yeah, well, the whole family.
Absolutely.
There was no point in having a big ego in my family or with my band. I was just their lead singer.
Absolutely. Well, Normie, a happy birthday to you today, and continued success in what you're doing. And will you be getting up to Queensland? Well, you know, you're on the Gold Coast, but you're getting up far north at any time this year, next year? Anything?
Well, I'm really hoping to come and do a run of theatres up through Queensland. There's some magnificent places. The new one in Cairns.
Yes.
I'm told. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's great.
But I'm told it's just stunning.
Mm.
And so I'm hoping we'll put together a show that will be good enough to be able to come into all of, you know, everywhere basically, from the Moncrief Theatre and the Pilbeam up into Townsville and then through into Cairns. Perhaps we'll even get out into the tableland and pick up some coffee.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let me tell you that we have a wonderful theatre here, and quite a number of people are performing at our theatre. It's called the Clink Theatre in Port Douglas. It's a beautiful old theatre and a really intimate place to do a show. But anyway, I hope to see you soon, mate. We've broken bread together, and, you know, I always think of you as one of Australia's iconic performers, and I wish you the best for today.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you very much, everybody.
Now, bye. I'm going to play a song, Normie. Which one would you like? Now, I'll tell you the songs I've got, okay? So I've got Que Sera Sera, because I want to play Que Sera Sera, or... Just wait till I bring it up again. Okay. Computer problems here. We'll do it here. Ooh la la, a Que Sera Sera, and I've got a third one I can't remember. So out of Ooh la la and Que Sera Sera, which one?
I think Que Sera. It's appropriate on a day like today. Whatever will be, will be.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, mate. Bye-bye.